This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.
Scott, hi, thanks for joining me.
Hi, yeah.
Can you just introduce yourself? Who are you?
Yeah, so I'm Scott Darrow, I'm the Chief Executive of Social Ventures. We were a part of the NHS up until 2011, and we spun a number of services out of the NHS to create one of the country's first NHS social enterprises and mutuals. So we're part owned by our staff, part owned by our service users, people that use our services, and we've got a whole range of social businesses that run alongside some NHS contracts.
Right, brilliant. And a whole range of social businesses as well. What do they do?
Yeah, so we've got everything from we've got a community gym, we've got a garden centre where we deliver mental health services from, we've got a chain of children's day nurseries, two forest schools. So we're very diverse in terms of what we run as an organisation.
Grand. And you've been talking at the event today about people-powered growth.
Yeah.
So how have you done that? Have you empowered people, and how's that affected the development of the business?
Yeah, I think putting kind of our employees and our service users at the heart of what we do is really, really key. So we've kind of made our employees part of our organisational structure. They own the organisation, and that means that we kind of have a different relationship with them than when we were working in the NHS. And we've started to implement. So we've been we met Hem Stewart from Happy and read his book The Happy Manifesto. And what we've been doing over the last 5 years is implementing some of those principles into our organisation.
And what's been the effect of those principles from the Happy Manifesto?
So, I mean, people are generally more happy.
Yep.
So that's one of the key things. But it's also impacted on our growth. So we've grown really quickly. We grew 6 times faster than the FTSE 100 companies in 2013, in one of the biggest economic downturns that we've had since the 1930s. So it's had some real impacts, not only on our employee engagement, but also on our bottom line. But beyond that as well, it's also, I think, made us much more impactful as an organisation. Staff will go the extra mile just to make sure that they get the job done.
And those sound fantastic in terms of the actual effects. What would you say to people who are scared of doing this and who call it a manifesto for letting things go horribly wrong?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes this kind of thing's called kind of privatisation by the back door in the NHS and things like that. I mean, what I would say is that what the research tells us is the closer that people are to making decisions, services are safer, they're more productive. And it saves the taxpayer money. So, you know, the way that we viewed it as an organisation was that we were here for the benefit of the people that we were there to serve,
yes.
And not for our own benefit. And, you know, we've tried to implement some of these principles to make that happen.
Grant, and where can people find out more about Social Adventures?
We're on the internet, so if you type in Social Adventures into Google, you'll find us on there. And yeah, if people want to come over and have a look, then they can have a look themselves, come and find out face to face what it's all about.
Brilliant. Scott, thanks awesome. So much for joining me.
Awesome.
This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.